Do not call her. Ever, 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 never, ever. When you get her number, understand that this is a piece of contact info. What you want to do with this contact info is find the most efficient and effective way to go from that piece of information to going out on a date with her, to being with her in person. Now, here's why you don't call. I'm going to run through the reasons just to make sure that any contradictory information in your brain has plenty of logic to cling to in order to remind you why you don't do it. First, when you call a woman, you set yourself up for the worst possible scenario that could occur in a man's dating life, and that is the you call, no answer. You call, voicemail. You call, phone keeps ringing. There's nothing more painful than that. Everyone who's ever gotten a number has gone through it. And it sucks, and there really is no way around it. You could spend a lot of time investigating ways to leave clever messages or tricks and machinations to get her intrigued enough from your message to call you back. But I want you to be efficient, to get more happiness with less effort. Don't call and risk that. The reason why people don't answer, especially why women will tend to not answer when you call them, is because answering a phone call requires a significant commitment. You're locked into time when you answer a call. I mean, think about it from your own perspective. When your cell phone rings and you see a number you don't recognize, do you answer? Maybe part of the time, but you know it's a phone call that you can put off. If you see a phone call come in from someone that you're not really sure about, you liked at the moment, but now you've got all kinds of stuff going on in your day, do you answer right then? No. What if you're at work? What if you're with a friend? What if you're driving through traffic? Put yourself in this situation. I find myself in this situation all the time. If I've got other things happening and I see a call from someone that doesn't take precedence over what's happening right in front of me, I'll let that call go to voicemail. It's not because I'm rude. It's because I don't have the time to commit to that right now. I have other priorities. This happens with women all the time. With women, there's an even more devious reason why you're less likely to get an answer from your phone call. You ready for this one? There are some women out there who will not answer a phone call because they are playing games with you. They don't mean to be cruel about it, but it's a way that they boost their self-esteem. She'll get a call and she'll think, you know, I'm not going to answer it quite yet. I'm going to build some mystery and some intrigue. I read the rules. I know how this works. Some women will just let it ring even though they like you, because they want you to call again. They want you to fall into this mode of pursuing them. They want you to come after them. Why is this such a bad place to be? Well, when you're left there waiting for this message to be returned, you've given away all your power. You've got no hand in this situation anymore. You're the one waiting by the phone for her to return the call. It has this damaging effect on your confidence and on your psyche. You're thinking about it. You're obsessing about it. It's really tough to let go of that result. And here's an even more dangerous scenario. Let's say you call and she answers. Well, what the F are you going to say? What are you going to tell her? I don't know about all you guys out there. I don't know about you. But personally, I'm not an expert on talking on the phone. However, all the women I've ever dated are experts. They know how to chat on the phone for hours about nothing, and they enjoy it. When you're calling a woman that you want to like you, that you want to build something with, there is a hell of a lot of pressure built on you when you call and she answers. And the worst case scenario is you get nervous and start babbling about stuff you didn't mean. Then you end up like our buddy Mikey from Swingers, where you call, you start babbling something, the machine cuts you off. You call back again to explain yourself, machine cuts you off. You call back again, and now you're caught in this endless loop of shame and degradation. This is why you do not call her when you get the number. You're running so many risks of screwing it up, and there's a much better way to go about turning this number into a date. Now, here comes your answer. Text messaging. This is the greatest advantage ever given to single dating guys in the history of the world. Now, why is text such a great alternative to calling? Well, let's go through the reasons. First, people are using text constantly now. A couple years ago, we wouldn't be having this conversation. There were cell phones, there were answering machines, people still had landlines in their home that they answered. Now, everyone you see is using text constantly, especially women. Women love text messaging. Women love text messaging. They use it constantly. It's their way of keeping small talk going through the day all the time. Makes them feel connected to people. And texting also allows you to time shift. You know, that time commitment you had with the phone call, well, that doesn't exist with text. You can read the text and you can answer at your leisure. You can answer anytime you want. You can scroll through things. You can keep the message around. And whatever it is that you want to do with the message, you decide to do. Texting also puts a lot less pressure on you. A nice thing about a text is you can take your time with it. The clock is not ticking on a text message. You can think about what you're going to say. You can craft it. You can be eloquent. You can be funny. You can even go for help. You can look online for other examples of text messaging. You can refer back to this call from the myriad examples I'm going to give you. You can ask a buddy. You can review it. It's not like everything you say is your final copy. You can go through different drafts. Think of the movie Roxanne, an update of Cyrano de Bergerac, where Steve Martin does the wooing of Daryl Hannah for Rick Rossovich. And yes, I have seen that movie too many times, which is why I remember all the actors in it. He writes love notes to her because the guy is too shy to talk to her face to face. And in the love notes, he can express everything the way he wants to say things. He can craft it. He can be careful and not worry about missing a word. And that gives you confidence. There's another secret advantage of text messaging, and this one's very specific. If you are like me, and you find that you have an especially powerful attraction to women who don't speak English as a first language, well, you might have suffered through the uncomfortable silences and drag in translating while trying to talk to this woman on the phone. With text, everything is kept very simple. Your words are kept simple. You're limited. It's a form of poetry. You have to get a message out in just a few words. It also makes it easy for someone to read, to parse the words one by one, or to take your message and drop it into Google Translate if need be. I do this all the time with Spanish-speaking girls. They think I speak Spanish. They don't know the half of it. When I'm with them, I nod and smile a lot. And when they text me, I understand everything because of my good friends at Google. Text gives you the opportunity to make yourself understood clearly. Now, there's some other more subtle advantages of text. Text is reusable. Text messaging allows you to conduct your dating kind of like direct marketers will run sales letter campaigns. You can send out one text message as your control. That would be the message that you think is going to produce the most results. Then you track those results. Take one text message, one line that you're inspired to use from tonight's call. Send that out to all the women in your address book. Use it as incentive to go get a lot of numbers in your address book and send that message out. Then track how many results you get and what those results are. If it's a good result, this is a line you can reuse. You don't have to be original with every line you use with every woman. They're not comparing notes, and they're not going to take points off for you not being original. What you want in any communication, especially communication with women when it comes to attraction and seduction and love, is effectiveness. You want her to get you. You want to make her emotions respond to you. You want her feeling good with anything associated with you. Text gives you a way to control this like a scientific experiment. You can use text in blast mode. Most cell phones now have a way to send one text to multiple people. You can just write one line and send it to 20 girls all at the same time. You can pick a simple line, just something to inspire things right away, much like marketers use blast mode to tell you about parties. Write this into your cell phone right now. What are you doing right now, comma, cutie, question mark, smiley face? Write that in and then send that message to every girl who's still in your address book on your cell phone. You'll be surprised how many responses you get. Some of the responses will be along the lines of, who is this? Because you left that number in there for too long. Some of the responses will be, don't know, what are you up to? And some responses will say something like, what did you have in mind? This brings me to another advantage of text messaging, is it allows you to keep a lot of lines in the water. And when it comes to dating, There is a part of this that is a numbers game. You will have to meet a lot of people to find the women who are the best fit for you. And that's really what we're all about here, is finding a woman who's compatible to you in every way and makes you happy, not miserable. Well, in order to do that, it's either going to take a lot of luck right off the top, or some work combined with intelligence, combined with luck. By sending these text messages out, you can keep a lot of lines in the water. And I'll mix my metaphor here. You're going to keep stoking a bunch of different fires with very little effort. It's low-pressure flirting. And it's really great for keeping things going with girls in different cities. I like to date girls wherever I travel. You probably like the same thing or have aspired to the same thing. Texting makes it easy. This is a way to stay in contact without there being a lot of pressure. It's a way of letting the girl know, hey, I still think about you, and I know you think about me, and I know you like me. You get to put a smile on her face without having to do a lot of work. One last thing you can do that's great for your own confidence, for building your habits of success and your belief in yourself, is that you can save the text that you send and receive. Save the replies you get from girls, the replies that make you smile, the ones that you like. They're like love letters from an old girlfriend, except in a lot of cases here with texts, we're just talking about the things that have positive reinforcement. Don't save the text from your ex-wife who dumped you to marry your brother. That's going to link you back to some painful memories. But that girl that you dated a few times, you had a fun time, and then for whatever reason you just drifted apart, save the little note she sent you early on. Save those things because they'll remind you, you know what, I am good at this. I know women like me. I can be confident in my future success with women because I've been successful before. Keeping these around is like keeping little positive affirmations in your pocket. But they're better than that because these are affirmations from other people. This is just evidence against your brain arguing that you can't do what you've set out to do. And the more you build this up, the easier it gets. All right, so now let's move on to the step where you've got the number. We've talked about why you never, ever, ever call a woman and why texting has so many advantages to the phone call. So you got the number. Let's get into the steps. What do you do with that phone number? Well, you know the first thing. You don't call her. But you do want to make contact pretty quickly. When you get her number, don't play games and make wait. Don't think you're building any kind of intrigue by making her sit around wondering when you're going to get in touch with her. Make contact soon. If you meet her at night, a smooth move is to text her later that same evening with something simple and sweet. And I'm going to keep reinforcing this as a theme about how texting works. So drill this into your head. Simple and sweet. Simple and sweet. You meet her at night, text her something like this that same evening. Sweet dreams, comma, sexy, period, smiley face. Then put your name at the bottom of it. Putting your name at the bottom of text is very powerful too because it eliminates confusion. You're not displaying any weakness or trying to play a power game to make her remember who you are. You're just being polite, and polite is an advantage. Now, if you meet her during the daytime, you can text her right away afterwards. You can wait until one day afterwards. Do not wait longer than that. Again, don't play games with this stuff. Women are busy. Women have busy lives. Even if they're not meeting thousands of men every day, they have things to do. They're talking to lots of other people. If you wait to get in contact with her, she will start to lose some of the good feeling she had when you first met. So you want to text as soon as you can. And keep that first text very light and very fun.